If you build, or if you have built, castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should be. Now put foundations under them. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you this comment from Thoreau, who said, if you have built castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should lie. Now put the foundation under them. In our normal way of looking at things, we look at the castle up in the air there. We think of it being up there in like in a cloud. And then you're going to put a foundation under that castle. That's a mighty high foundation going up there. The illusion here is a little difficult sometimes in our modern way of looking at it. When Thoreau was around, they had horse and buggies, and they had many other areas. And when they visualized a castle, they visualized it on yon hill. And if they could hold it in their consciousness and put a foundation under it there, it was not really so tremendous, not so difficult. But nowadays, with space and the sky conquered and all these other things, when we put a castle in the air, we mean up in the air. In fact, many of the science fiction movies have cities floating in the air and people floating from city to city and intertransit buses going back and forth between the earth and the city that is floating up there. Because the city floating up in the sky is a bubble, and it has its own complete environment within the bubble. And so things are done down on earth that are supporting the city in the sky. But people do not feel content in living in both places, because the bubble city has a different environment, a different ambience to it, a different maybe oxygen content and things like that, as compared with the earth down below, where it has no bubble environment. So if we're going to build our castles, we might use another word for foundation. And if you're going to put a bubble city floating in the sky, you certainly are not going to put a foundation down to the earth. Although, if you recall our friends the Jetsons, they had a tube coming down from their city, excuse me, from their city in the sky, and that was for the sewers and electricity and other things coming up in that, and then the apartment house would raise and lower according to where the smog was, or the fog was, or where the sun was. And so if you wanted to be up above the fog and up above the rain, you just raise it up and your apartment house is up there above the clouds, and you got the sun. And of course, sometimes that's several thousand feet, and you go out on your deck, your patio, your terrace, and you're 1 minute at sea level, and the next minute you're at 5,000, 10,000 feet. Well, that can be very hard on your ability to acclimate. However, just taking that away from the comic strip aspect, have you ever heard of a Sherpa? What are these people they call who go up and down the Himalayan mountains and take the people trekking up there, who live in the area? These people are rather amazing. And they have so acclimated their body to being at the various levels, they don't even need oxygen as they go up and down, because they sort of tune in to a different way of thinking about their lungs. And their lungs, they have trained to probably be at max, and they can use the minimum or the maximum as they need it. But they climb up the mountain carrying a tremendous load, far more than any of the guests would carry, because the guests are not acclimated to that. And then the guests have their oxygen tanks and things like that. But think about them. here you have the Jetsons with their telescopic apartment building, and they have their little jet cars that they fly in, so it doesn't really matter whether there's a road going through it or not, you know. And when the kids go to school, they have their own little jet pack on their back, which pops them up to catch the school bus. And I mean, these things are all thought through in a very humorous way. However, in that humor is a lot of truth. And what we should do, if we want to, is to be humorous on our dreams. Be as crazy as you can on your dream. Think through your dream to its ultimate craziness. And you'll find out that it's not so crazy. You'll find out when you stop worrying about the little details of how it's going to work out, you'll come up with the answers for them. And you'll come up with those answers that could be useful right now somewhere in the world, or maybe not. And it doesn't matter. Because that's just part of your dream world, part of your illusionary world, part of your imagination world. We should have our castles in the air. We should have our, which means our dreams. We should have our thought traveling in realms that they have never traveled before. Because when we do that, then answers start coming to us. And it's all very exciting. It's all very, very exciting to go into the world of imagination. As I have told each of you as often as I can, dream your wildest dream. Not only that, not only dream your wildest dream, but if it's crazy, go for it. The crazier the better. The stupider the better. Because what it's doing, it is getting you over the hurdle of thinking something is impossible. You are moving into the realm of possibility for all things. And the more you do it, the more you open yourself up to it, the more you'll experience it. And you all heard people saying, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Oh, it was just astounding. I just couldn't believe it. Well, forget it. If you couldn't believe it, you didn't get any of the good out of it. All the magic that was in that experience is lost to you because I just couldn't believe it. You are continually repeating that, chasing it away from yourself, or some other silly statement like that. We have lots of them, you know, and we don't need to repeat them. They come to mind all too readily. But what we want to do is to start saying, dream your wildest dream. And when you're dreaming your wildest dream, boom, out comes all the ways to accomplish it, all the ways to have it done. Now, special engine that Mark is working on, that engine had been worked on by a number of different engineers in the past, and all of them got to a point and they couldn't go any further. Now, why couldn't they go any further? Do any of you have an instant answer as to why they couldn't go any further?
Because it hadn't been done before. It didn't sink.
And you, Ingeborg?
That's all what we can do.
You see, what they did, they gave up. They came to that part of the problem and they said, I don't see a solution. Now, the Wankel engine was one of those. And a beautiful engine. I had one in a Toyota and in a Mazda, rather. A Mazda with a Wankel engine. And it was great. I drove, and people said, well, wasn't that noisy? Yeah. Just a little purr that you could hardly hear because it ran so smoothly. But it had a few little limitations with it. And the limitations were not great, but they were not... its goodness did not overpass the normal gasoline engine. So, then Mark came along, and he studied that Wankel engine, and he says, what seems to be the problem here? And Mark looked at it with a totally different idea, not that it can't be done, but what is the problem that people were having trouble with? And so he came up with the reason, and he came up with the way of making that engine pollution-free. He came up with all sorts of crazy things that, you know, you shouldn't be able to come up with because he didn't know it couldn't be done. He knew, as you say, that it wasn't done at that moment, but he didn't know it couldn't be done. And because he didn't know it couldn't be done, he did it. Now, this is true for all of us. When we have our castles in the sky, when we have our dreams, when we have that that challenges us and motivates us to something fabulous, think about it. Are we doing this because somebody else says it doesn't work? Are we doing this because we think, that'd be kind of fun to play with that. I'm going to play with that idea for a while. You know, no big deal. And shazam, the answer comes right to you. Just as nice as you please. But only because you are an open mind. Only because you're putting foundations under your dreams. And as you put the foundations under your dreams come true. And they're really exciting. So join with me this day in putting foundations under your dreams by realizing that everything is possible. And with that, know that your castles are not unusual. For out of every castle that has been dreamed, there have come a dozen beautiful castles representing different people's thoughts about them. And they're really exciting. So, have a great day, and I love you very much. And I see you building castles that are fun to bring out into being. I love you. I love you. I love you.